Happy Mama Movement, a weekly podcast dedicated to changing the conversation about what it means to be a mother and a woman in this day and age. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, author, mama, and former journalist. After spending 15 years chasing news and burning myself out trying to be Superwoman, I realized that I was chasing a dream that no longer served me. And since then, have dedicated myself to understanding the transition that we go through as women when our whole identity shifts with motherhood. Every week, I will bring you the very best insights and inspiration I can find to help us all change the way we feel about this time in our lives and create a movement that allows us to honor motherhood differently. Welcome back, beautiful mamas. I want to share with you in today's episode a question that my mentor, the beautiful woman that I have been talking to all year to support me in my life and my business, the question that she asked me last week, which I now have written on a big post-it note in front of me and have been thinking about every day since, a question that I think that many of us should probably be asking ourselves. And I know me personally, I am now committed to try and get this question out into the world and see what women's answers are. The question that she asked me, and now I'd like to put to you, is what is it you've shut down to get the family that you desire? What is it you've shut down to get the family you desired? What part of yourself did you think you could no longer have or be? Because in your mind, to be the mama and to have the family that you desired, you thought you needed to shut that out, that they weren't compatible anymore. Let me give you an example. Perhaps there was a part of you that believed you needed to shut down that free-spirited woman, the part of you that's spontaneous and travels and is free and doesn't have a routine and is never tied down by obligations. But when you decided, either consciously or unconsciously, to become a mother and you became that beautiful mama, knee-deep in the reality of raising a family, did you shut down that part of yourself in the belief that that's what you needed to do? Perhaps you shut down the sexual, passionate, sensual part of yourself. Perhaps you shut down that really sensual part that used to be there, but now no longer fits with what you think you need to be the mama that you want to be. For me, when my mentor asked me this question, I realized that there was a part of me that I shut down because I believed I couldn't have both. And that was my role at the ABC, the role as the journalist, the role of being able to get out there and break news and do the big stories that I so loved. But as I tried to do that, as well as have three children of our family, it didn't work. I got very sick. My family suffered. I suffered. My marriage suffered. It didn't work. And so I shut down that belief in that part of myself. I told myself that that wasn't possible to do that and have the family that I so desired and to be the woman that I wanted to be healthy and thriving and be there for my children. As many of you have heard me say many times over the years, I didn't see my girls wake up Monday to Friday for the first 5 years of my eldest daughter's life. I was always gone in the middle of the night before they woke up. And so there was a belief in me that I couldn't do both anymore. And so I chose my family, I chose my health, and I still to this day believe that that was the best choice, absolutely the best choice I could have. However, what I'm beginning to realize and what I want to just place in front of you today is I realize now that I shut down that part of me that loved that job, but I came to the conclusion I couldn't do both, so I shut it down. What part of you do you believe is not compatible to being the mother and the partner that you need to be? Now, I am not saying that we need to go back to trying to be Superwoman again. As I said, I know that I made the right choice, 100%. But what I'm beginning to realize is that to shut a part of yourself down completely is not the answer. We need to acknowledge that parts of ourselves still need to be there in some form. There's still a part of me that needs that role, that needs to be that woman that loves news and investigation and research and storytelling. And that part of me has been shut down for too long in the belief I needed to do that, to be able to be there for my family, to be healthy, to be a nice person again, because I was not a great person in those years of being so stressed and overwhelmed and sick. So I've come back to the starting point, I guess, again. I've come back to asking myself, what makes me happy? Who am I? What parts of myself have I believed I needed to let go of to be in this time of my life, the mother, the wife, the sister, the daughter, the friend? And is there a way for me to honor that part of myself without completely losing myself again, without getting up at 3:30 in the morning and missing my children's early morning cuddles? Is there a way that I can still be that woman and be the mama I want to be? And I believe the answer is yes for all of us. In my Redefine program, I talk about this every day for 40 days pretty much, that we have to be able to look at ourselves and each role we play, the mother, the lover, the space holder for our family, our community, our friends, our parents, and the warrior, the woman who goes out and does what lights her up. And we have to find a way to balance each of those roles, even in the tiniest way. So for me, that's coming back to the journalist again. That's starting to honor that part of me that has been shut down for a few years now in the belief that that's what needed to happen for me to be the woman, the mother I had to be. We get sick when we don't honor ourselves properly, mamas. Parts of ourselves die. We get resentful. We get angry. We look tired and we feel tired. The answer is not to be Superwoman. The answer is not to just say, okay, well, now I'm going to do it all because otherwise I'm going to get sick and tired and angry. No, it's to redefine what that role would look like, balanced with the other roles. We have to have that beautiful little dance between each part of ourselves. And that might mean that that sensual, passionate, sexual part of you that has been shut down for a few years now gets a look in every couple of weeks on a date night. Maybe you put on that beautiful bra that you don't wear anymore because it's so impractical and you go out to a nice restaurant or a cheap cafe, it doesn't matter, and you wear your hair down. And you just put the idea of breastfeeding and waking up overnight or children or responsibility aside and you just live in that moment. You reconnect to that central part of yourself. Perhaps if a part of you that you've shut down is that free traveler, that spontaneous obligation-free woman. Then get your kids cared for half a day and wander through your city. Go to a gallery, have a look at what's happening in your city, and go and do it for an afternoon. Pretend that you are free again. Just honor yourself. We can't shut ourselves down just to be the mother that we want to be. Even though our children need so much from us, we have to be able to honor all of ourselves, even in the smallest way. So I ask you, beautiful mama, what is it that you've shut down to be the mother and to get the family, the man, the life that you desired? And when you look at that part of you that's been shut down, how can you start to recognize her again and honor her in the tiniest way? Much love. Until next week. Sat Nam.